This Sunday will certainly afford us another opportunity to go out and compete. And after last week's performance, it can't come fast enough. It's important for us to focus on us in our preparation. That was a big point to the team today, is focus as usual on what we can control. We stressed it, the overreaction to a win, and certainly stressed it after the potential overreaction to a loss. But we know we need to get back to our formula on offense. And the challenge this week for us was to have our best week of prep to make sure that that our guys are dialed in, that they know the game plan inside and out, that it's set up where we can play fast. And also we know the opponent inside and out. And we know Oakland's going to be a hungry team coming in. They've improved in the last couple weeks under Tony Sperano. I was fortunate to work with him in New York. I think he's an outstanding football coach, very passionate, loves the game, loves to compete. His personality shows up in the way they've played recently. They're very big up front in the offensive line. So I know their emphasis will be to their strength is running the football. I know that's something we'll get a healthy dose of. And for a rookie quarterback, I think the kid's playing, Carr's playing pretty well. You use a coaching cliche, he can make all the throws. Well, this is a kid that can legitimately make all the throws. You could tell he's got a firm grasp of what they're doing. He knows where to go with the football. He knows how to get it out on time. And that's evidenced by he's only been sacked, I think, four times. And also very unrookie-like. He doesn't necessarily look to run when he gets out of the pocket, that he still keeps his eyes downfield, which is the sign of his maturing. Defensively, they got some talent, and it'll be a challenge for us, especially up front this week. But it's a new set of challenges present themselves, and we're very much looking forward to Sunday. He's going to take some work today, and we'll see how he responds to it. Getting treatment and doing some off the field stuff is one thing, but to actually get out there and do much more football-specific things, you get a better feel for where he is. We'll see how the week goes. I mean, we do have some options. We didn't want to, just before we stepped on the field, commit to a lineup. So it's on the table. We could still be as we were last week. And then with Nick McDonald getting back, he, in the limited reps that he had last week, more scout team than anything else, he looked like he was getting back in. But that's a lot to ask for to put him right back in there. So we do have that three-week window with him. I don't want the circumstances to accelerate that. You want a guy to be ready when he's ready. But it's something we'll evaluate during the week and make a decision. No, it's frustrating. It is frustrating. It's something we look at, but we don't want to panic about it. We when it's a lot of little things, it takes some time to get that corrected. Not having Rube and Phil, I can't sit up here and say that there would be no drop off. Those are two of the better run stoppers we had on the roster. But as I said after the game, we don't make excuses. So there are times where there are some plays where we were willing to concede some based on the spacing we were in and the priority, like against Pittsburgh. We wanted to double Antonio Brown, and we knew we might give up some yards there. So you get a lead in a game that you're willing to maybe concede some as you're thinking more coverage. But I just think overall, I mean, it's obvious we need to improve, but we know schematically – what we have has been effective in stopping the run previously. So it's just something it's a point of emphasis and we look to improve on it each week. Well, one, I think his confidence, his preparation, his ability to compartmentalize and put something behind him. And then also just confidence in the guys around him. I think all the guys know that on offense that they didn't play well enough for the offense to be successful, which was a big part in making his performance look the way that it did. Starts up front, but that goes to the backs, to the receivers, to the tight end. I mean, it's the whole group, and it's a subtle effect. When you have issues in the run game, that puts you in second and nine. It's hard for your quarterback to look good at times, second and nine, third and nine, than it is second and five, third and four. So it's, to me, it's a ripple effect throughout when you're not playing at a high level around them. Yeah, I check in. We have normal interaction. I mean, I don't want to overreact. I mean, I think we all know that it he didn't have a good day statistically, but we're not going to overreact to it, because when you looked at the film, it's what I'm talking about. When you don't play well around a quarterback, it's hard for him to have an outstanding performance. So it's something that you learn from it. You make sure you look at the why and look to correct it, but you don't overreact to it. Well, I think Jacksonville had a lot to do with getting away from it, but we didn't run the ball well on early downs. And the few chances that we had to hit some chunk plays, we weren't able to execute. We're the type of offense that we can't fall behind the sticks, that we have to be efficient on early downs, when we were successful in moving the ball on offense in previous weeks, it's because we ran the ball well, which set up the play action, which got guys wide open downfield. It's play pass isn't as effective on second and 10 when they know it's coming. If you hit them on a run, 6-yard run, second and four, you're much more likely to have a chance to hit a play pass. So it's, like I said, it's that ripple effect when you're not efficient, which we were not, for a variety of reasons. And Jacksonville had a good part to do with it, that we talked about. That's our formula, and we need to get back to it. It's still going to play out through practice this week, and that's something that we did discuss it and have a plan for the week practice-wise, and then we'll revisit it at the end of the week just to see how the week went, and then make a decision on how we're going to substitute those guys. You hate to kind of give them the rotation early in the week, and then have that kind of put your eggs in that basket. So it is a luxury to have the three backs, and to me, it's every week's different. You let them practice, see how it plays out, and you make a decision at the end of the week. Very positive. We had a good visit with them. Went out to Fresno, spent some time with them. Spent some time with him and his brother. It was good. I mean, he's a very mature. That if you're around him, you wouldn't think that he's a kid that was just coming out of college. And I think the fact of he's so close with his brother and what his brother went through in the NFL, I think just has prepared him that much more. And it's showing up in his play. You can tell he's very much a student of the game just by how he plays. You can tell he knows certain defenses, where to go with the ball, when to get out of a run and throw it on the outside and based on coverage, you know, where to attack a defense. So I think his football IQ is well ahead of the game because of his background. I don't know where he finally fell in the in that cluster of guys, but I mean, this year, just going back looking at the draft, I mean, you just had so many varying opinions on players. It wasn't that there was a clear cut consensus on it, but there were when you watched the Fresno tape. I mean, he was a guy that you knew that this kid's an NFL quarterback. He's a good player. I mean, he was a guy. There were some question marks coming because he played at Buffalo. You know, how would his game translate to the NFL? And it's translated and then some. I think we all knew that he would be a handful as a pass rusher. But where he's been impressive is his physicality on the line of scrimmage against tight ends. That he gets real good knockback in the run game. He's very good releasing off of blocks with his hands. And then all the stuff that he showed, you know, the explosiveness, the motor, it all shows up on tape. Yeah, they had a good plan, and they executed. They played well, and they played at a high level for the entire game. You know, they tackled well. They swarmed the football. I mean, it wasn't necessarily – they didn't really change schematically what they had been, but they out-executed us clearly. No, I think that you'll get some, but if that's not what you do, it's easy to say, hey, this is a copycat league. But if that's not something you're committed to and what you do on a weekly basis, it's hard in the span of a week to say, okay, hey, whatever Jacksonville did, let's do. Now, if it's something that if you're built similarly defensively, then I could see getting some of it. But I just think it's – people are who they are. You'll get subtle tweaks to a game plan, but it's rare that you'll get a wholesale change. It does, and that's Oakland will get in some groupings where they put a lot of speed on the field, so that gives us another option. But again, that's a decision we'll make as we go along. Today will be his first day back, so it's he'll probably be limited today. I don't know how much teamwork he'll get, but he's in good spirits and ready to go. Well, it can be disruptive if we're listening to it, but I just think it's something that we preach to the guys: control what we can control, and understand that the noise is going to be there, and that you take the good with the bad. And all the positive noise that was around us after our wins was great, but it was still something we had to handle, just as the noise now. And like I said, it is a cliche, but it's true that the quarterback is going to get too much blame when a team doesn't play well. But to a man, our guys on offense all know that they had just as big a part of it as Brian. So I said it on Monday, there's no panic that we know what went wrong and hopefully taking the measures to correct it. He did. He was productive, but it wasn't. You'll get some guys that are productive, but also get a lot of minuses on the grade sheet as well. But he was he's steadily been improving. I think he does a really good job, kind of soaking it in from Carlos, and from Craig. I think that's a really good room, and that the environment in that room has really helped. Has really helped Chris, and he's been solid against the run. I mean, I wouldn't say that he's been a liability. He's had some plays that he would want back, but I think overall it's just the steady improvement that he's making is what's been most impressive. Well, we have a saying: keep your eyes on your work, and I think he did a real good job, staying focused and attached to his work. And then he had a chance, opportunity to make a couple tackles, and he did. But it's a situation where at the end of each play, you can say you got a plus. You did your job, then that's a good thing. And he did his job more frequently in this game than he had in others.